Gomez Perez versus Mukasey. Mr. Guerra.
May it please the court, Raul Guerra representing the petitioner Modesto Gomez Perez. This is an appeal of a denial of an application for withholding or removal. The issue before this court is whether the petitioner Modesto Gomez Perez suffered persecution. The immigration judge and the BIA, Bureau of Immigration Appeals, have ruled that the petitioner did not establish past persecution. Past persecution is important in this case, as if it is determined that the petitioner has established that he was a victim of past persecution, then he's entitled to a rebuttable presumption that his life or freedom would be threatened if he was returned to Guatemala. In this case, the court ruled and gave too much weight to the fact that the petitioner never actually suffered any physical harm. In 1995, the petitioner was approximately 17 years old. He was in Guatemala, and he was at his godfather's house. He was visiting his godfather, and...
But that's 13 years ago. Now, what's the current situation in Guatemala?
Well, the current situation in Guatemala has improved. However, I do believe that the petitioner met his burden of proof that he has established the past persecution, and therefore it would be the government's burden of proof to establish that the country conditions have changed, where his life or freedom would not be threatened if he was returned to Guatemala.
Did the administrative law judge or the board discuss whether he has a change conditions?
There's very little discussion on change conditions in the country. The only mention to this is that the immigration judge refers that the Department of State reports were submitted by the government, but there was no actual discussion about the Department of State reports. And I believe that any generalized conditions regarding a Department of State report is insufficient alone, given the specifics of Mr. Gomez Perez. And it is clear that in 1995, a guerrilla did enter his godfather's house. He was...
1995.
In 1995, Your Honor. And he entered the house with a ski mask and a rifle, and he made a statement stating that I'm going to kill you because you belong to the military. He shot his godfather. He shot the godfather's nephew and murdered the godfather and godfather's nephew, and then made an attempt on the petitioner's life. He was able to escape through a window. He took a hidden road to his mother's house, and a week later, there were death threats made on his life, and he fled to Mexico for 3.5 years. He returned.
When did he file his petition?
At that point, Your Honor, I don't believe he filed until 2003.
And he arrived in the United States?
It was 1998, yes.
3 years later.
Correct, Your Honor.
Doesn't it have to be filed within a year?
Well, that would be true if I was appealing an asylum application. Actually, what I'm appealing here is a withholding of removal application. So the one year
it does
bar
give you
a
heavier
apply.
Burden of proof, though.
Well, I believe that the petitioner did establish that he was persecuted in the past, which would shift the burden of proof to the government to establish that the country conditions have changed.
Well, then what's the difference between withholding of removal and asylum?
There is a... The standard of review is different. It's a well-founded fear for an asylum application, and it's a clear probability for withholding removal. However, if the past persecution has been met, then it is still the government's burden of proof in that circumstance.
What happens to the clear probability?
Once it's rebutted, then it would be the burden of proof on the petitioner to establish that there's a clear probability in the future of,
what proof
of persecution.
Is there that he would be harmed in the future in this record?
Well, it's the
that he personally would be harmed.
The proof is the fact that he had been persecuted in the past.
That he was shot.
He was his godfather's godfather. Godfather.
No, we're talking about him, not his godfather, his aunt or uncle.
Well, he was shot at, Your Honor, and he's received additional threats.
Was he pursued after?
He received additional threats for a span of 5 years. Until 2000, he was still receiving threats.
Anonymous threats?
There were anonymous threats, notes on rocks thrown at his house, thrown at his window. Well, the proof is his testimony. He was deemed credible, and testimony that is deemed credible may be enough to support a finding.
Is there
finding.
Any proof that they have been searching for him since 2000?
The proof would be his testimony, Your Honor, that in 2000 was the latest incident that his family members...
And now we're in 2008.
Correct, Your Honor. But I do believe he met the burden of proof to establish that there was past persecution
8 years ago.
Correct, Your Honor.
That's your contention.
Yes.
How up to date was the in-country report that was before?
It was submitted. The 2004 report was submitted.
And the hearing was when?
2005. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Guerra. Ms. Bagai?
Good morning. May it please the Court. Sherry Bagai on behalf of the Attorney General. The record evidence in this case does not compel reversal.
Can you clarify the difference between the withholding of removal and the asylum stand? Is it the same if there's proof of past persecution?
Well, if there's proof of past persecution, then there's a presumption.
They're the same?
Then the government would have the burden of showing.
So the standard is the same in that case?
Standard is higher because...
it's not higher in that case, is it? If he proves past persecution so that the government has to rebut, is that standard the same or different for withholding of removal?
Well, it would shift to the government in that case.
I know that, but the question is it a different burden on the government from it, what it is in an asylum case?
Yes, it is.
What is it? What's the difference?
Well, because then in asylum, he would be granted asylum if he showed past persecution.
Shows past persecution in an asylum case, that establishes a presumption of future persecution, but the government can rebut it, right?
In an asylum case, correct. As well,
what's the difference if he proves past persecution in a withholding removal case the government can rebut? Is there a different rebuttal standard there?
We just showed changed circumstances, country circumstances.
Is it different from the rebuttal that you would do in an asylum case?
I believe it's the same.
Then there is no difference between withholding removal and asylum. Once the applicant proves past persecution, isn't that correct? Is that what?
Well, in withholding of removal, there has to be a clear probability of future persecution.
No.
Well, once they prove past persecution, then correct.
Then it's the same in both cases, right?
Right, but if they don't show past persecution, then they have a higher burden of showing
probability
of future persecution. And in this case, the record evidence does not compel the finding that, contrary to the agency's decision, that he did not show past persecution or a clear probability of future persecution. And petitioner's claim is based on a single incident that occurred in Guatemala when he was 16 years old. He was a witness to two murders, and he alleges that he was almost shot at. But he does admit that he escaped without any harm to him. And He also alleges that he received...
The incident, or is the problem that this isn't political, or what?
Well, the immigration judge in this case did find that he didn't find persecution, and he also found that there was no evidence that this was on account of a political opinion or imputed political opinion. And the court can actually review that decision because the board didn't overturn it, and it is before the court, and therefore there's another reason to affirm the
Why wouldn't this be social group discrimination? The military. You've got these guerrillas hate the military.
Well, he did have a social group claim, but he didn't exhaust it because he claimed it before the immigration judge, but then he's not claiming social group at this time. He's claiming that it was a imputed political opinion. So he has waived that claim. And also in this situation, the...
Don't these guerrillas want to overturn the government? Isn't that why they're hostile to the military?
That's correct. But in,
so that makes it political, doesn't it?
Well, in this case, there was no finding that it was that his godfather was shot because of a political opinion, and that was not found. And also,
why would the guerrillas shoot this fellow except that he's part of the military, right?
The petitioner in this case? You mean why would they attempt to shoot
godfather.
Him? Or his
why
godfather?
Would his godfather be shot by guerrillas except that they're trying to, you know, destroy the Guatemalan military?
Well,
which is obviously political.
Well, there's no reason to assume that it was based just because of the fact that he was in the military. And there's been no evidence presented that he was targeted because of that. And also, in this case, the petitioner, more importantly...
What other motive did they have? They rob? Did they rob him?
They did not rob him.
Was it a personal feud of some sort?
Well, there's no evidence suggesting that it could be that or that it could be a political
opinion. How do we know
they're
guerrillas?
Well, he says that they were guerrillas, but we don't know that. I mean, that was just, he was found credible, but he has not presented any evidence besides his general allegation.
Well, if he was credible, then they're guerrillas, right? So it must have been political.
Well, in this case, even if it was political, even if his godfather was assuming that he was targeted because of a political opinion, the petitioner has not shown any evidence suggesting that he was almost shot at because of any type of imputed political opinion, because he himself was only 16. He wasn't part of the army, and he wasn't. There's no reason to suggest that they wanted to target him because of a political opinion, as opposed to because he was a witness to a murder, which I believe in his asylum application, his initial one, he alleged that that was the reason he was a witness. But more importantly, he didn't suffer any actual physical harm during this incident, and he hasn't provided the court with any details that would reveal the severity of the situation.
You need physical harm for persecution, do you?
Correct. You don't necessarily need physical
harm. What do you
harm.
Need?
Well, you need to have enough evidence from which the court can determine that the situation was severe enough to rise to the level of persecution.
What is that level?
Well, the level, I mean, it depends. You can have a single incident that could involve physical harm or not involve physical harm that could rise to that level, but there has to be enough details. For example, this court has held that, you know, where there's a beating involved, if it's a single incident, it can rise to the level if there's enough details provided by the alien. However, if there's just general allegations, then it's difficult to ascertain and to conclude based on that it would rise the level of persecution. Here, all we know is that he was almost shot at. We don't know if he was pursued. We don't know how close he came to getting shot.
How can a person be almost shot at?
Well, I assume that
he... You can be almost shot, and you can be shot at, but how can you be almost shot at?
I guess he is saying that the bullet may have come close to him.
Pardon?
Maybe perhaps the bullets may have almost hit him before he escaped.
Well, that sounds like being shot at.
Well, he wasn't actually harmed. He was able to leave before getting hit.
You're shot at, but you're not shot. You're not harmed, but you are shot at. I just don't understand this phrase, almost shot at.
Well, he's just...
Pulled the trigger and the bullet didn't...
Well, I guess he was...
Misfired or something, so...
I mean, I'm not sure. We don't know the details. I mean, we don't know exactly what happened. He's just saying that perhaps he almost got struck by a bullet, but he was able to leave. But we don't know anything beyond that general allegation.
Did he say he was shot at?
It didn't actually... No, he wasn't harmed. He was never actually...
Did he say he was shot at?
No.
No.
No, he didn't. He said that it was an attempted shooting. but we don't know the details here, and that's the problem in this case.
But you understand, to be shot at doesn't necessarily mean to be hit.
No, I understand
so
that,
yes. The question is, did he testify that he thought that they were trying to shoot him and missed?
No, he just said that he escaped right after he was almost shot at. I honestly don't know what he's trying to get at. I just know that
maybe,
he...
Okay, so you said maybe he... Man, if he'd stuck around, he'd been shot. He would have been shot, so he got out of there. So he
I mean, that's what he's saying, but we don't know if, you know, he was pursued after leaving or what exactly happened. That's the problem here, is that just such general allegations, and we just don't know beyond that. We just know that he wasn't physically harmed. And he also says that he received some threats in this case. They were anonymous, and nobody acted upon these threats, and they were never reported. And also with the threats, because they were anonymous, we don't know if they were from the same individual who supposedly tried to shoot him or if they were from somebody else. And as I mentioned, another reason to affirm is that he didn't show that this was on account of a imputed political opinion. And finally, with regard to establishing a clear probability of future persecution, he has not shown that there's any type of threat if he is returned to Guatemala. As he stated,
Does he have a family in Guatemala?
He does have a family there, and he does not claim that they've been harmed. They're living there, and there's no issue as far as he states. And also, the last time that anybody has been searching for him allegedly has been in 2000, so it's been about 8 years. And currently, as he stated, there's improvement in the situation with the guerrillas, and therefore there's no evidence presented that would compel the conclusion that he would more likely than not be harmed if he's returned to Guatemala. And if there are no further questions, for the foregoing reasons, the record evidence does not compel reversal of the denial of withholding of removal, and the court should uphold the agency's decision and deny the petition for review.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Bagai. Mr. Guerra, how much time? Several minutes.
Yes, Your Honors, I'd like to touch on a few different things. First off, I would like to touch on the fact that I do believe the immigration judge and the Bureau of Immigration Appeals erred in determining that he did not experience past persecution, and the fact that the immigration judge did not look at the entire sequences of the events in this case. The immigration judge looked at threats. He grouped the attempted murder on the petitioner's life as a threat. He did not see it as any type of conduct. He viewed the threat separately and then the attacks on the family members and the murders of the family members separately. I don't believe that the immigration judge looked at the effects of the entire sequences of the event in that regard. As for the motive for the attack, I find that there is evidence in the record to show that the motive was politically based.
As to him or as to his godfather?
Well, I believe it is imputed from the godfather. The godfather was a.
What if your client is just the witness, right?
Well, I don't believe that is the case here.
This is not political persecution. Nasty, but it's not persecution.
The petitioner did testify when the guerrilla did enter the godfather's house that he made a statement that he would kill them all because they are part of the military. And I think that is that was ignored in the immigration judge decision, and there was... That should serve as evidence that there was that was the motive behind the killing, that it was imputed the opinion of the godfather was imputed to everybody else in the house. As far as the details of the attack and the persecution, I do believe there are sufficient details. The petitioner was able to testify as to what the clothes the attacker was wearing, as the statements the attacker made, as to the weapon that the attacker did carry, the fact that he escaped through a window and didn't look back to see if they were following him, what I don't believe is sufficient to say that there's not enough details.
Didn't the immigration judge find that he did neither prove past or future persecution?
He
didn't prove either.
He didn't prove either, Your Honors. I also would like to address the fact of unfulfilled threats, if I can finish my sentence, Your Honor. Okay. I guess what I would say is that the petitioner did not wait around for the threats to be fulfilled. He's already seen that the guerrilla was capable of murder, and he wasn't going to stick around to see if it would happen to him.
Can I just ask?
Yes, of course.
If you were to seek remand, are you convinced that the in-country reports would be supportive of
I'm not
2007.
I'm not convinced that.
Have you examined that in country?
I have not. But I'm not
convinced.
Should have
asked the government too. But
I'm not convinced.
It's kind of a dated case.
Yes, we do, Your Honor. But I don't think the generalized Department of State reports would be enough to.
Well, what else can we rely on for if we don't have any
expert
else?
Testimony? I mean,
that isn't offered here. Any contemporary expert testimony, is it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Why are we here? Why are we here?
We're here because
it's an Eighth Circuit case, right?
Yes, we're here because there's a case that shows that this is proper venue.
Well, when the immigration I just wondered how it got here. That's all.
The immigration judge ruled ruled from Chicago.
The immigration judge wasn't in Omaha?
No, it's televideo from Chicago.
Oh, I see. Okay. It just says the Executive Office for Immigration Review, United States Immigration Court, Omaha, Nebraska, but this was conducted from a Chicago judge?
Yes, Your Honor.
I see. Okay.
Why Chicago?
That is the control court for the Omaha office, the Omaha court.
Oh, Omaha doesn't have its own immigration judges?
At this point, they do not, Your Honor.
Huh. Okay, well, thank you very much to both counsel. Next case for argument.